Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen. Welcome to our podcast. This is Veronica Hughes, and our subject today will be prayer. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. So in following up on our building blocks for our cooperation with God in the process of our ongoing regeneration in grace through the Holy Spirit, it's very important that we pray. The Lord has given us prayer as the form of communication to use between us. And so therefore, it's a really good thing for us to do. How did I start praying? Well, when I was a child, I was Catholic, and I was very devout. I remember praying to the Mother of God and having quite a profound experience, which I've written about in my book. And then things changed in the church because of Vatican II and all the cultural things that were going on that our baby boomer generation went through. And I, like many others, fell away from the church and went into everything under the sun. And I really got anti-Christian. So I avoided prayer. Even though when I was in an emergency or really stressed out, I would always say, "Dear Lord, help me." So I was quite a hypocrite. But at the same time, here I was meditating, doing all different kinds and forms of visualizations, and I was doing channeling and, you know, would do past life regressions and all these things that would take me into altered states. But none of that was prayer. And it really was when I hit my rock bottom after 20 or more years in the New Age and had returned from a visit to Auschwitz. I wouldn't say it was really a visit. It was more like a revolution that started in me. And I did not have the tools to deal with how I felt after I came back from Auschwitz. And I, over the period of 3 months, really became quite disturbed. And my husband came home one day and found me on the floor, curled up, crying. And he had converted about a year and a half before me. And so he took the opportunity to support me and said that I didn't know the first thing about prayer and that I was under spiritual attack. Of course, being a channel and your guides tell you, "Oh no, you know, trust us, we're good guides." But I decided to do what I used to do when I did exorcisms. I did that too as a spiritist. I said, "In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, be gone." And I'll be darned if I didn't see a devil run off. Actually saw it with my vision. And I got really freaked out. I won't spoil the rest of the story for you in my book if you haven't read it. But it was really a turning point in my life. And I picked up an Orthodox prayer book and I haven't put it down since. And it was due to the prayers that I started doing that I actually returned to the church. So I feel that prayer is one of the most essential things in our building blocks in our relationship with God. It saved my life. So I'm going to read what our dear Lord has said about prayer from his Sermon on the Mount, from the 6th chapter of Matthew. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask of him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye: Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. What are the basics for prayer? For those of you who are newly beginning, are outlined pretty clearly in, at least they were for me when I was beginning my prayer life. And we started with the prayers in our daily prayer book. You know, morning prayers and bedtime prayers. I actually started with the Vesper prayers with my husband and then started adding on from there. But that was because when this incident happened with the devil, it was late afternoon, and I just picked up the prayer book and said, okay, let's start praying. So, but, you know, the way that I've seen it accomplished the best is through moderation and small steps. And so if you're newly beginning, the basics are morning and evening prayers. And then adding on little by little as you get comfortable with your prayer rule, then you go, and also you should always talk about your prayer rule with your pastor and make sure that you have his blessing, and that when you want to change your prayer rule, you go, you know, for instance, when you go to confession, you just take a few minutes to talk to him about it. And I'm not going to get into the Jesus prayer in this particular podcast, but we will at some time in the future after I've sort of laid the foundation with all the different elements that help with our cooperation. So once you have your prayer rule established and you're practicing it every day, I was told that it's really important to connect with God probably every 3 hours or so. Now, I'm 17 years into my conversion, and I'm mindful, as many I'm sure that are listening to this podcast, that at this point, I want to be praying as frequently as possible. I'm either singing hymns to myself or I'm repeating some beautiful verse from a psalm that I've memorized, or I'm doing the Jesus prayer, or I'm doing other prayers. But the goal is to start to make your connection more consistent throughout the day. But the minimum I was told when I first started was to make a connection with God every 3 to 4 hours, because it's after that the grace of the Holy Spirit starts to wane somewhat, because we're not staying connected with God. It's our responsibility to stay connected with Him, not God's to stay connected with us. So just like in a relationship, we wouldn't think of not talking to our spouse or our children, and if we could throughout the day, many, many times throughout the day. Well, it's the same thing with God. So the other part of our prayer life is our attendance in church. Regular attendance in church, which for some means going once a month. For some it means going once a year, but that is really not regular attendance of church. What will really help to bring into reality the conversion that God really wants to have happen in our souls is regular confession and communion. And for those of you that are doing it once a month, that's great. If you can start to look at doing it more frequently, because if you go every weekend, you'll start to see a huge difference in your spiritual life. If you confess more than once a month, if your pastor has the time and energy to do that with you, that also increases and deepens your spiritual life. And then, of course, going to the feasts and participating in the fast, especially during Lent, and going to as many of the services as you can, since Lent is either happening or coming up when this podcast airs. I'm pre-recording this, so I'm not sure when this will be airing. But at any rate, Lent is a wonderful opportunity to really deepen our prayer life and step away from things that distract us from our prayers and make a good leap forward in our efforts to cooperate with God in our ongoing regeneration. And then reading the daily gospel and epistle readings appointed by the church, as well as the lives of the saints. And I have to say that I have gradually over time, my husband and I have replaced watching TV with reading the lives of the saints. And it's so much more fulfilling. So I'll just set that out there as a little caveat that even if you give up one television show to read the life of a saint, you will not regret that. Okay, so let's see what some of our saints say about prayer. And the saint I'm going to turn to is Elder Perforius again, from Wounded by Love, The Life and Wisdom of Elder Perforius. What a remarkable saint. If you haven't read this book, I highly suggest doing so. He is such an angel. Okay, so one thing is our aim: love for Christ, for the church, for our neighbor. Love, worship of, and craving for God, the union with Christ and with the church, our paradise on earth. So the important words, they're all important, but what stuck out for me in this is our aim. So it's not that we have to do anything, and this is part of my podcast now, is the right disposition or attitude towards prayer, which Elder Perforius is starting to talk about. It's our aim, our striving, to love Christ in the church and to love, to learn to love to do prayers. And I have to say, I understand this completely, that, you know, when I was a catechumen, I actually fell asleep in church. It's terrible. On the night of my baptism, before my baptism, I was so confronted with everything until I did my confession. And when I went to do my confession, my knees were knocking. I'd had some bad experiences with priests in the Catholic Church, so around confession. So it was a huge confront for me. But yes, I had fallen asleep in church. So, and I often would, you know, nod off if I, you know, that's why I joined the choir, so that I would actually stay awake and present. So it's really important to stay present, awake, and to make our aim to love to do prayers. And that took me a few years to learn how to do, and to put aside all our distractions. Okay, back to Elder Perforius. Let us love Christ, and let our only hope and care be for him. Yes, that is still something I struggle with these days, but it is, again, a striving. Back to Elder Perforius. But are we inflamed by love for Christ? Do we run into the Beloved when we are exhausted to find rest in prayer, or do we do it as a burdensome duty and say, now I have to do my prayers and prostrations? Elder Perforius would say this is not divine love or eros, and that's what's missing. And prayer of this kind could even be detrimental over time. And if we think about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes prayed, they prayed with a lot of show, which is why Christ said, pray in secret and don't let people know what you're doing. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, because they prayed, but their prayer wasn't devotional. It was devotional to the law, but not devotional to God. And so it's very important that we not become pharisaical, and that we really have the right attitude and disposition towards our prayers. Then I know I need to connect these days, but I'm still struggling with how to do that with love and in love. As we said in our last podcast, love is what binds everything. It's the supreme virtue, and that's really what we need to strive to incorporate above all when we do our prayers. And also to center ourselves before we start our prayer life. I think that's why we come into the church and we venerate the icons, and we take time to just leave the world behind and make our venerations and light our candles and realize that we are in the presence of God. And so we need to do that even at home, to take the time to center ourselves and prepare ourselves for prayer. Pray to God with favor, back to Elder Perforius. Pray to God with fervor and love, in a calm state of mind, with meekness and gentleness, without forcing yourself. Christ stands outside the door of our soul and knocks for us to open to him, but he doesn't enter. He doesn't want to violate the freedom which he himself gave us. Christ is courteous. He stands outside the door of our soul and knocks gently. If we open to him, he will enter us and give us everything himself, secretly and silently. We will not be able to know Christ unless he knows us, nor can we love him unless he loves us. Christ will not love us if we are not worthy for him to love us. In order for him to love us, he must discover something special in us. You may demand, desire, struggle, entreat, but you receive nothing. You prepare yourself to acquire those things which Christ desires in order for divine grace to enter you. But it cannot enter when this special ingredient you require is lacking. What is that? It is humility. Without humility, we cannot love Christ. Humility and selflessness in worship to God. Do not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Matthew 6:3. No one must see you. No one must understand the motions of your worship towards the divinity. All things must be hidden and secret, as with the hermits. And finally, from Elder Perforius, the object is not to sit and afflict and constrict yourself in order to improve. In this day and age, when everything is about personal growth and improvement by our efforts alone, even the movies, everything excludes God. You know, it's people save the world, and they're all archetypes of Christ. But really, the only thing, as we've talked about in our former podcasts, that we can do, that we really have control over, is turning our will towards God. God is who creates the change by grace in us. It isn't, our repentance is what brings it forth. And so you don't want to sit and afflict and constrict yourself in order to improve. Rather, you want to pray with love and to repent and to have tears of repentance. And then the grace of God comes. What a miracle. It's so different than what I experienced in the New Age. In anything that I experienced, the grace of God comes and it illumines your soul after you have helped in the act of purification. Finally, from Elder Perforius, the object is to live, to study, to pray, and to advance in love for Christ and for the church. Don't say, I'll force myself, and now I'll pray and acquire love and be good. It's rather to give. Prayer is an act of giving, of selflessness, so that we can open our hearts and allow the light of God to come in and illumine our souls so we can be in communication with God. So that's about it for this podcast. I thank you for joining me. A reminder, these quotes you'll be able to find on my blog, which you can access either through my OCN webpage. And they'll have a link there to my author's website, which then will take you to my blog. Or you can Google Pearl of Great Price Orthodox.com, and you'll be on my author's website, and then go to the navigation button, again, the blog, my blog, and you will find all the quotes that I have shared with you in this podcast, and maybe a little bit of my commentary as well. The next podcast will hopefully deal with humility, the next building block, and I wish you a blessed time until then. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all. In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. God bless you until we connect again.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.